Good morning and welcome to your podcast. And a special guest host today. I'm Mike Dell, and my guest host is Dave Clements from the Blueberry Support Team and other places. Hello, Dave. Welcome to your podcast.
Hey, Mike. Welcome to your podcast.
That joke always gets old, right?
Oh, sure.
Anyway, we're going to go through a few things here in the stack. Got a lot of big news with Google this week, so that's coming up, and some changes we're going to be making to accommodate certain things. So, Dave, you joined us on the support team, what, about 3-4 months ago, something like that, maybe 6 months ago?
Yeah, back in at the end of January of this year.
That's right. So, boy, it's been six months now, or almost. Very mm-hmm. cool. You live in Indiana, and I know you're a podcaster. Tell everybody about what you're doing podcasting.
Sure. I host and produce a show called Geek This, and it's a pop culture podcast, and we talk a lot about comic books and superhero movies and things around that. And I've actually been doing my show since 2012. And finally, within the next couple of weeks, I'm getting around to celebrating my 100th episode.
So. Oh, congratulations. Yeah, I just did that on one of my shows back in January, I guess. And it's always momentous when you get to those mileposts, I guess you'd call them.
So, yeah, I just wish it wouldn't have taken 5.5 years to get this far.
right. And so far, what do you think of working with us crazies at Blueberry?
I love it because it actually, I feel like it makes me a better podcaster. I'm starting to understand the ins and outs of things and thinking about things differently when I put my show together and when I talk to people about starting a show. So I love Blueberry, and I think I've said it before, but I really enjoyed Blueberry as a service. And then when I got brought onto the support team, I was like, wow, you guys really do care about podcasters and owning your own thing. So that just changed my whole perspective, and I love it. I really do.
Yeah. Well, very good. We love having you. And of course I love it too. And we do really believe this stuff, you know. It's not just Todd and mm-hmm. I sitting here, you know, preaching, every week, every other week, and, telling you what you should do, and then we go ahead and do something else. No. We really believe this stuff, and it's going to pay off in spades with this new Google Podcast app. Do you know anything about that, Dave?
Yeah, I was actually checking it out. I saw all the news, like Pod News and some other, podcast coaches out there talking about it. And from what I understand, it's not so much an app as it is kind of a podcast-only version of the Google app. Is that right?
Yeah, it's kind of an overlay on the search engine, but they do have subscriptions, and you get your list when you open up the shortcut on your Android phone. You get your list of podcasts that you have quote unquote subscribed to, and you can actually download them for later playback. One thing they didn't include was automatic download, which they may in the future, I don't know. But yeah, it's kind of an overlay of the Google search app on Android. And Angelo and I were playing with it yesterday, working on what's coming in PowerPress. And we found a few little tricks there to make the how do you say it? Make an external button work a little better, so that you can add that to your website, and a few other little tricks and tips there. So watch for PowerPress 7.3 coming out here pretty soon. There is an article over on Pod News that says how to make sure you're listed in Google Podcasts, but really, if you're listed in Google Search, you're pretty much golden.
Right.
And that's the thing we've been talking about, Todd and I, for, the whole time we've been doing this podcast, and, for 12 years before. you know, if you own your own domain name, you've got, you know, you got all the settings in PowerPress set up, right? PowerPress takes care of all of this. But, you know, if you, you go through the FACT, you know, it says you, you can put your, you know, link type in the header and, you know, all this other stuff. Well, PowerPress has been doing that for years.
Mm-hmm.
So you're covered. If you're on a PowerPress site, you've been podcasting a while, chances are you're already in the Google Podcasts app.
Yeah, I was going through that new that article from Pod News, and I started to panic because I'm sitting here going, well, I didn't do all the coding stuff. And I was like, well, wait a minute, I'm already in there. So that has to be PowerPress doing all the hard work that I don't want to do because I don't want anything to do with code.
So, yeah, yeah. What that basically is it just, you know, you got a link to your RSS feed, your podcast RSS feed in the header. And there's a little checkbox in the feeds tab to include your feed link in the header. I believe it's on by default. So if it isn't, it will be the next version. So that's what's, I don't know. I was very surprised that, you know, pretty much every podcast I could think of was already in there. So, you know, we're not the only ones that are doing it right, but very, very cool that that we've been doing it right.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to be a big deal for Android users? Like, you think things are going to kind of blow up? Is Android going to kind of take over the market over Apple?
Well, I don't know if it'll take over. You know, Apple's got a pretty good lead on everybody, but yeah, I think this will help. It's going to make it so that there's nothing you have to install to do podcasting or to listen to podcasts on an Android phone. And as you know, Android is 80% of the world's phone market, or was it 70-something? But it's up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's what I was thinking, because I've been trying to coerce my dad into getting into podcasts, and he's an Android guy. And this is kind of nice because he doesn't have to download anything, really. So, and it's really bare bones. It, you know, it's just a good stepping stone starter app. You know, if he wants more functionality, he can find it in another app, but sure. This is a good start.
Yeah, and you got Subscribe on Android. It's one of our services that anybody can use. So you don't have to be with us to use Subscribe on Android. But Subscribe on Android is also going to include this, so that you know, if you have an app right now, the way Subscribe on Android works is if you have one of the 12 or 14 or 15 or however many apps are on there. On your Android phone, it'll just open that up, say, hey, do you want to subscribe? And you know, give you the same, you know, sort of thing that you get on an iPhone when you hit the purple button.
Right.
And, well, what it's going to do, and then if you didn't have any of those apps, it would revert you to the page where you could download one of those apps. Well, I believe what this is going to do is if you hit that button and you have one of the apps, it'll open the app. If you don't have one of the apps, it's going to open Google Podcasts, since that's going to be on all the phones anyway.
Right.
So at least that's what I think he's doing.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and probably by the time you guys hear this, it may have already been done. So, because we were working on PowerPress 7.3 last Friday, and like I said, it might get released by Monday anyway. Who knows? So, and what do we got else we got on here? I think we covered that pretty well. Like I said, we're not going for distance here. It was just good to have Dave on here for this. And Dave, you're on the support team, so you have probably experienced your share of strange questions.
Yes. Yeah.
I know I didn't tell you I was going to do this, but what are the strangest questions you run into in support?
Oh, I actually had one this morning. I was checking in on things, and oh boy, I'm trying to think of what it was.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Somebody was we get this one a lot where people are all like, well, you know, only 10 of my episodes are showing up on, you know, Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever. I want to show all 200. And instead of upping the limit of episode shown in PowerPress, they just clicked the feed maximizer button, and that's all they did. They didn't change the number. So
yeah, like, they thought that. Yeah, that is a little. I guess what you know, because the way it's described is it allows you to have many more episodes than just 10 in your feed and not cause the feed not to get too huge. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but they don't see right next to it or right on top of it the blank, and then it says limit 10 episodes or default 10 episodes. So I
thought that was funny.
Speaking of 7.3, I forgot to mention that we're going to have in the destinations tab. There's going to be a listen on Spotify and Google Podcasts is going to replace Google Play in PowerPress. Google Play is still a thing. You can still get there, but even Google themselves are trying to get people away from that. So we're going to not have the subscribe on Google Play button and link anymore. It's going to just be called subscribe on Google Podcasts or listen on Google Podcasts or whatever it says. So anyway, sorry about that. I forgot to mention that. But yeah, I get some pretty strange questions. We have this little joke between myself and Dave Jackson over at Libsyn. We've been friends since 2005. And every once in a while, he'll text me and he'll go, job security, and then give me some weird question that he got. And do the same thing. And,
I love it.
And we have a lot of fun that way. And what was it? Oh, one of his favorite sayings, and I agree totally. He says, everybody says there's no such thing as a stupid question. They've never worked tech support.
I would agree.
Anyway, enough of that. So, yeah, the Spotify thing, as you know, Spotify sort of stopped ingesting shows here. What was that, about 2 months ago?
About 2 months ago. Like, it seemed like almost as soon as they started, about a month later, they were like, hold on, this is too much.
Yep. So they've been not adding shows pretty much for the last couple of months. Well, they've started adding shows again. So if you applied and you're still waiting to get approved and it's been 6 weeks or 2 months, coming soon.
Yeah, and there's nothing that Blueberry can do. We do get a lot of support tickets that are like, hey, I did this 2 months ago. I still don't have anything. Can you speed it up? We don't have anything to do with
that. Yeah, I wish we did.
yeah, that would be great. Yeah, we'd have them all in there by now.
We'd make lots of money, Mm-hmm. Hey, give me $5, I'll get you in there quicker.
I like it.
Anyway, but no, it's just there's nothing we could do. There's nothing Libsyn can do. There's nothing any of the other companies can do. It's just Spotify. And they, the guys over there just got overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. They, they bit off more than they could chew. They didn't realize how popular they were going to be with the podcasters. Now, we still to be seen how popular it's going to be with the listeners. But the podcasters, it's very popular. So we had a backlog of, into the six figures number of shows.
Wow.
That we had a backlog of. So, I imagine all the other companies had similar backlogs. So it's really something.
Wow.
And, he didn't seem too frazzled, the guy I talked to. So that's good.
He's so, like, I don't care. They'll get it when they get it.
So. All right. Right. And that last thing that I have written on the support thing, I'm sure you get this one a lot too, the Blueberry Player. Somebody installs PowerPress and signs up for hosting and fixes everything up, and they forget one little step, and they don't get their image in the player.
Mm-hmm.
And conversely, they also don't get a good listing at Blueberry, and usually for the same reason. And that's... you got to give us your RSS feed. Even if you're hosting with us, if you're doing your self-hosted WordPress or PowerPress site, those two servers are completely separated. We don't, mm-hmm. You have to actually, do that step where you go to Blueberry and in your listing settings, put your feed in there. Because how do we know what you've posted to your feed if you don't give us your feed?
Yeah. And another thing that I was thinking about when, so if you have a self-hosted WordPress site and you're running PowerPress and you're hosting with us, is make sure you go into your hosting settings and click the publish from your WordPress blog box. That was something that I didn't pay attention to when I first started my show. And that has consistently been something I've seen that people forget to do. And that really does affect a lot of problems you end up having in the future.
Right. And it also makes it, you know, makes it so that you can't do both things at the same time, because Blueberry is unique. We allow you to either use a feed from us or a feed from your own domain name. And even the third option, having a WordPress site that we host for you. And, you know, that part, you have to sort of select that, because that's what gives us the lets us know what menu items to show you in the dashboard. So what happens when you don't select your hosting settings is you have the ability to create an episode from Blueberry. And then you also have you can also create an episode from WordPress. But you don't want to do both, because all the directories are only going to be looking at one feed. And, you know, so what you'll do is, if you posted it at Blueberry and you gave Apple your WordPress feed, Apple's not going to see the Blueberry one because it doesn't know anything about it.
Right.
And, you know, so, yeah, definitely set that hosting site. There's only two choices. Either you're using WordPress or you're not using WordPress. That's really it. And that tailors the rest of the dashboard to what you're actually doing. So, anything else that you can think about you want to tell everybody, Dave?
Oh, boy. Not really. I can't think of any tips or tricks. I mean, I guess we're talking about artwork right now, but we've had people that have, they use PNG artwork, but you really want to use a JPEG file.
Yeah, that depends on what type of image it is. Because PNGs can actually be smaller if there's less colors in it. So say you have a graphical image, not a photorealistic image that you're using. So if you have, you know, five colors in the whole image and there's all solid colors, then a ping might be okay. Otherwise, yes, JPEG is definitely the way to go.
Right.
It's size of the file. It's that, you know, you want the size of the file to try to be somewhere around half a megabyte. And yeah, JPEGs, you know, you can, I saw one the other day that was 18 megabytes.
Holy cow.
Guy tried to, you know, he said, I'm having trouble with iTunes. Okay. the way, PSA, iTunes is no longer iTunes unless you're talking about the desktop software. Everything else is now Apple Podcasts or Apple Music or Apple Video, I guess. I don't know what they're calling the TV section. But anyway, they're getting away from the iTunes thing. In fact, I did a shortcut on my Mac. I type iTunes. It replaces it with Apple Podcasts with parentheses, no longer iTunes.
Yep, I have the same thing on my end, too.
Well, you know, we type it so much, and people ask so many questions about Apple, and they really say iTunes. In fact, in the new PowerPress, don't be surprised when PowerPress updates to 7.3, that the tabs that used to say iTunes and Google Play now say Apple Google.
Yep.
So, you know, that's... We're changing with the times. Apple has asked us, you know, a year ago, they said, hey, you know, we're getting away from the word iTunes. Now, some of the internal tags in RSS are still going to say iTunes, probably for a very long time, just because it's really hard to get rid of that legacy. But for the most part, when talking about Apple Podcasts, it's Apple Podcasts.
Yep.
So anyway, that's about it for this episode of your podcast. Thanks, Dave, for getting on here with me. It took a little bit of an act of Congress, I guess, but you got her
not
done.
Not fun on my end.
Well, see, I had the technical glitch last time, so it's your turn.
Oh, okay, that works.
So anyway, we finally got it recorded here, or recording, and that's great. Good to have you on. We'll have you on more often. I do want to start involving some of the other team members in the podcast that we do here. So anyway, how can people get a hold of you, both Blueberry and not Blueberry?
If you want to get a hold of me on Blueberry, you can email me at dave@blueberry.com. If you want to get a hold of me not on Blueberry, you can check out my podcast, Geek This, at geekthispodcast.com, or hit me up on Twitter. I am at Mr. Dave Clements. And that's typically where I am on the internet.
All right. Well, very good, Dave. And we'll have you back for sure. And let's see, you could get a hold of me, mike@blueberry.com. And of course, all my personal podcasts over at mikedell.com. And Todd will be back next week. He's over catching some sun and some rest and relaxation. We actually have not heard from him in almost a week, so that's really good for him. A little bit scrambled for us, but he'll be back next time on this show and back in the office, I believe, end of next week. So anyway, catch you guys later.
See ya.